is TechStrong TV.
I'm Bonnie Schneider, sustainability contributor to TechStrong TV. Today, we're going to be talking with Leah Goldfarb, Environmental Impact Officer at Platform.sh. Leah's work focuses on prioritizing actions in the area of climate impact and sustainability. Platform.sh is not only helping their clients minimize the environmental impact of their applications by hosting them in the cloud, the company is committed to reducing their own carbon footprint by 50% by 2030. Leah, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for the invitation.
Well, Leah, can you tell us a little bit about your background and your current role at Platform.sh, and of course, what inspired you to become an environmental impact officer?
All right, I'd love to. So I have a PhD in physical chemistry. I started working on looking at how our atmosphere works in my doctorate work, and then quickly transitioned to science policy to look at questions of sustainability and give a synthesis of scientific results to decision makers. After doing that, I also was a senior science officer at the Technical Support Unit, Working Group 1 of the IPCC, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. And then I joined Platform.sh a year ago, and it was the word impact in the job invite that really motivated me to join. This is my first job in the private sector, and I really am interested in moving from theory to action.
That's great. So how does sustainability fit into Platform.sh's overall mission, and why is it so important to the company?
Yeah, so there's been a long commitment at Platform.sh with our co-founders. Fred Play has supported us signing the Climate Act, which is a French initiative, and that we committed to undertaking carbon audits and publishing them publicly, as well as that 50% reduction in greenhouse gases by 2030 as part of that. But our other two co-founders, Ori Beckelman and Damien Tourneau, have also been big proponents of sustainability. And our investors asked for ESG, environmental, social, and governance information every year as well. So we're very conscious of measuring, using metrics to track our progress over time.
You know, I'd just like to take a deeper dive into that about how you use your metrics, and can you walk us through the process?
Yeah, so what we found from doing now 2 years, and we're now working on our third carbon audit, is our biggest impact by far is in the cloud. So over 80% of all of our emissions are in the cloud. So we're focusing our attentions there. And we have what's called a mode strategy to address cloud emissions. We measure using carbon audits, using a third-party carbon auditor. We optimize. We have an orchestration in the cloud that is up to 12 times more dense than an Elastic Cloud instance of AWS. That's a number given to us by our auditors. We also ask that our clients optimize their code by using an APM, application performance monitor, and profiling their code to deal with bottlenecks. And then we deploy the D of mode to greener regions. We think about the underlying electricity grid for that data center. And then E is part for educate. We say that humbly, we educate ourselves, we do research, and we love to be invited in to TechStrong today to discuss this and really raise the consciousness of the importance of understanding carbon emissions in the cloud.
That's so important, and it is a very timely topic that a lot of people are talking about. Just to switch gears back to what we talked about in the introduction, that Platform.sh is committed to reducing their own carbon footprint by 50% by 2030. So that seems like a very ambitious goal, and I'm wondering what are the steps, and not even that far away now that we're 2023. Can you talk about how you plan to achieve that?
Yeah, sure. So The short answer is through migration of our projects to greener regions. So we're undertaking that right now to move from data centers that use high carbon intensity regions to low carbon intensity regions. And while this sounds ambitious, it's completely aligned with the EU's Green Deal in Europe. In fact, these ambitions have been put even higher to 57%. So we'll be tracking that as well. But we really know we're working in the area where we can have the biggest impact, which is in the cloud and migrating to green regions.
For those that are watching, we have a global audience, but let's say that some people are considering doing this migration to the cloud and having less of an environmental impact. Can you explain how you would help to minimize potential clients' environmental impact through cloud hosting?
Yeah, I'd love to. So just as you said, going from on-premise to the cloud, you're going to lower your carbon emissions that way. And then what we do, you come to us as a new client and you're spinning up your new project. We give you visibility, not only to choose the cloud provider you want, but we also provide the carbon intensity of the underlying grid. So we allow our clients to choose the lowest carbon data center that in a list. Now, for sometimes they have compliance issues and they must stay within a particular country. And we understand that, but we do try to empower our clients to choose the cleanest region.
So what are some of the cleaner regions in the world that you're seeing now?
Yeah, so a lot of the data centers that have low carbon data centers are the ones that are using hydropower. So you see that in Quebec, for example, in the West Coast of the United States, around Quincy, Washington, and then also in Sweden and Europe. These are some of the big ones that use really low carbon data centers.
That is so fascinating. And it's some of it's in unexpected places that you may not think. And going back, since our audience is filled with a lot of people who work in tech and development, can you explain some of the challenges that you faced in implementing these sustainability initiatives and how you've addressed them?
Yeah, so I always say that sustainability is a team effort. So this is a very transversal component. But for people in the tech industry, as I mentioned, really trying to look at your code, updating to the most recent version of code that you can reduce emissions that way, profiling your code, discussing with people around you, but really as much as possible, measuring. And that's what's so interesting about these code profilers, because they can measure how fast you are, your program is working. And that can be a type of metric for how much electricity is being used. So it's a win-win for developers when they profile their code. They get faster code that uses less electricity. So that's one way. And then globally, just trying to measure for your company we are a 100% remote company. So we have a very small office. The electricity, water, other resources there, we measure carefully. But then we also measure the travels of our employees, their meals. We did a survey for that to get the real carbon audits from that. And of course, we have the audit.
So what advice would you have for tech companies that are looking to prioritize sustainability in their business practices?
Yeah, so, I would say be aware of the big picture, the ESG picture. Now there are some new standards that are coming out in Europe, CSRD, there's a corporate for sustainability reporting standards that are coming out. And they say, you should have a carbon audit as part of this reporting, and it should follow the Greenhouse Gas Protocol, which is the international standard for carbon audits. And, make sure you get a third party that is reputable to help you with that. And then educate, the C-level to the importance of this and the changes, the laws that are coming into place, and then work with your team. I'm sure there'll be ambassadors that'll be interested to participate in this and really be spokespeople within your organization that can help you collect this type of information and report it accurately.
And what are some other sustainability initiatives or goals that platform.sh has in the works that you can share with us?
Sure. So we have a climate-friendly travel policy that we've put in place that really encourages people, particularly in Europe, to take the train whenever possible rather than the plane. We have also an environmental policy generally, and we have an environmental procurement policy. So we're trying to really track and monitor how our resources are used and how money is spent on our on these resources, particularly IT equipment for us.
Well, speaking of IT, as I mentioned, our audience are mostly works in tech. So I'm wondering if you could provide some advice or insight for those that are working in these areas like DevOps, DevSecOps, cyber or cloud native. What can they do in their own roles to contribute to a more sustainable future?
So first, I would say, that's great. We need you. This is an all hands on deck moment for the climate. You know, there's this new movement within the dev community about ecological design of code, including the right choice of language. There are certain languages that are lower in terms of resource uses than others. So that's one good place to start. There's also certification for ecological design of code. But by far, the biggest win that you can have if you're in the cloud is to really look at where, which data center you're using. And is it in, for example, a region that's being fueled by coal? And if that's the case, can you migrate to a cleaner region?
That really good insight, and some of the points that you've made I haven't heard before, so I really appreciate your expertise. Leah Goldfarb, all the way coming to us from Europe, thank you so much for joining us on TechStrong TV. You are the Environmental Impact Officer at Platform.sh. Leah, it was a pleasure to have you on today.
Thank you very much for this opportunity. I really much enjoyed speaking with you.
Wonderful. All right, well, stay with us. We're going to have more on TechStrong TV right after this.